You're listening to SBS News.
The fresh produce being packed into boxes at this warehouse in Sydney's west would usually be destined for some of the city's finest restaurants. The coronavirus shutdown means that's no longer an option for supplier Luke Kohler.
So we were one of Sydney's leading fruit and veg wholesaler to the whole hospitality industry. Basically, overnight, we lost 75 to 80% of our customers just from them being forced to close their doors.
But some quick thinking has kept the business afloat. Working with fresh produce chain Harris Farm, he delivers fruit and vegetables from Sydney markets and local growers straight to the doors of customers.
We said we need to diversify our offering to customers to be to retail to homes. We hadn't done that before. It was a really quick decision that we had to make, but it's definitely helped keep at least half my staff going and keep the wheels turning of this business so we're there back to survive when this is all over.
Demand for home-delivered groceries has skyrocketed since the pandemic began. Woolworths and Coles today reopened their delivery service to all Australians after prioritising access to vulnerable customers when coronavirus stockpiling was at its peak. Amanda Bardwell is the Managing Director of Woolies X, Woolworths' digital operation.
The demand has just been huge. We've never seen anything like the demand for home delivery services in our recent history. And so it has been immense, and we've had a lot of new customers that we've not served before, many actually placing their home delivery order for the very first time.
The major supermarkets have had to hire thousands of third-party delivery drivers to cope with the rise in trade. And the demand for home deliveries could remain high after the pandemic ends. Professor Gary Mortimer is a retail researcher at the Queensland University of Technology and says the major supermarkets were already seeing a rise in online trade before the pandemic hit.
Last year, they both indicated at least a 30% increase in online sales, and that's certainly skyrocketed post the COVID-19 restrictions. So I think many people have already set up those accounts and those shopping services will probably stick to them.
He says those changes in habits are likely to impact the rest of Australia's struggling retail industry.
And I think if we go back to the beginning of this year, even before COVID, we already saw a number of, apparel and footwear retailers looking at their fleet of stores and actually right-sizing or downsizing, saying we really don't need 80 or 90 stores, we can do with maybe 50 or 60 stores. That, of course, put some challenges in place for shopping centres.
And you can keep up with the latest on the coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.